This is the part of the show where we give a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we set the bar for you very low, so hopefully you can achieve this without doing too much today.
Yeah, you can leap over it.
Adultery, sure. Drug addiction, irreconcilable differences, those are all generally accepted grounds for maybe a divorce, right?
Okay.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without divorcing your husband because he screwed the lids to the jars on too tight, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. We're breaking up with someone over jar lids.
Jar lids. Yeah. Now, okay, this got a lot of attention on Reddit. This lady claims she filed for divorce because her husband over-tightens all the jar lids. Now, before you jump too far, listen to everything that went down. She says, it may seem like not a big deal, but if every single jar in the house is over-tightened to the point where only he needs to be there to open them, then it's so annoying when he's not around and she can't get anything done. She confronted her husband about it many times. It would get better for a while, but then it would become an issue again. And if he wasn't home, she'd regularly just have to open a brand new jar of something just because she couldn't get their current jar open.
Okay.
She even discovered that he wasn't even, that even the jars that he would never have opened were over-tightened, which meant he was doing it on purpose and not just out of habit. And so this is driving her crazy. She was losing sleep. She even had a breakdown where she vomited and she felt like she was having a heart attack. She was having panic attacks, right?
Oh, wow. That's not good.
And so her husband's out of town. She had to call a neighbor to come over and unscrew all the lids for her. And even he couldn't get a couple of them open. So she claims
she's talked to him about it repeatedly. Yep. And he never once said, okay, all right, sorry.
Well, and as she said, it gets better initially, but then it slowly gets to the point.
He starts doing it again.
Yes. And she claims that when she came to her husband to say, we need a divorce, he was blindsided because, quote, there was literally no other issues, and says he suggested counseling, but she said no because there's no point. I just literally can't get past the damn jar lids.
Okay. So, like, the counseling would have just centered around one issue.
It probably
like,
would have.
Yes. The counselor would be like, hey, can you stop
these
screwing
jars?
The lids so tight? Yeah. And then he would ask her, would you feel much better if he stopped doing that? And she'd be like, yes. And he'd be like, okay. And then, but apparently that's been a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it's been a cycle where it would improve, but then he'd go back to screwing the jar lids on too tight.
Oh, this is just...
it's one of those things where you don't know how maddening, I guess, it could be until you experience it.
I mean, but here, now my brain is just looking down other lanes. Like, could they have just transferred things that they bought in jars to like Tupperware that she could open? Like, just go get some nice Pyrex with the lids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Transfer things, yes.
That makes sense, sure. Unless it's a thing where...
That has to be kept in the pantry and not a fridge?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's one of those, and maybe it's a deeper, like, controlling sort of thing for him. Who knows?
Yeah. Some comments, of course, that are... because it's Reddit, and so people are going to comment.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, somebody said, no, you're not getting a divorce because of jar lids. You're getting a divorce because your husband is gaslighting you for sport.
There's that.
And then somebody else said, I'm just imagining this dude sneaking into a dark kitchen every night to tighten all the jar lids while maniacally laughing.
Right?
That is just a really strange way to, like, attack your partner.
Right.
Passive aggressively. Yeah.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day, actually, this is going to be a setting the bar on both.
For both
parties.
Sides.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
If you can manage to make it through the day without tightening the jars so much that your wife divorces you.
Yeah.
Then you're doing okay.
This should be probably more directed at him.
Yeah.
Because there is one center yes. problem.
Yeah, we know what it is. And
yes,
it's that.
We know exactly what it is. If he would have just stopped doing that, they would be still married and probably a lot happier.
Yeah, so that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.